It's time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Ooh, let's do this, shall we? We're spilling the tea, starting with game one of the World Series. Went down last night. Astros fell short to the Nationals, 5-4. But I'll tell you what, Nicole Scherzinger from Masked Singer and of the Pussycat Dolls just killed the national anthem.
And the Rockets rock along, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag
sang. I was having a moment listening to all this. I was like, oh my gosh, there's nothing more beautiful to me than the national anthem, especially when someone sings it like an angel.
Yeah, sing, little angel, sing.
Sing, pussycat doll, sing. You get it, girl. Well, Sarah Jessica Parker, I don't know if she can sing, but she is revealing the secret to her long-lasting marriage to Matthew Broderick.
I really like my husband. we've been together 29 years, 28 years. And I really do like him. I'm sure I'm annoying. And, you know, there are times that he annoys me. And that's what makes it interesting.
That's what makes it interesting. So you gotta, sometimes when you don't love each other, you gotta like each other and vice versa.
Well, I'm sure my wife would agree. I annoy her. So there I go.
There you go. Well, Corey Feldman is talking a possible Goonies reboot. What?
I would love to work with Spielberg again. I would love to work with Donner again. And Sean and the guys. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're like a big family. Mm-hmm. All of us want that to happen more than anybody. But it can't happen unless it's right, and it's got to be right in the minds and the hearts of the people who created it.
Yes, well, I'm sure he would love to work with Spielberg again. So we'll keep you posted. He does want to do a sequel to the 1984 hit. He says that he and co-star Sean Astin did pitch an idea for a new movie, but it didn't happen. But they're not giving up. They're still trying. So remember when he did his singing attempt?
Yeah, with those little angels.
The angels. If
you
don't
call it
an
attempt,
video,
he did it, Mackenzie. He did it.
Corey Feldman music. It'll give you a giggle.
Chills.
Oh, man. Good for him, though. Just put it out there. And lastly here, Selena Gomez's new album just dropped new music, and her single is called Lose You to Love Me, and we are going to play it for you in its entirety in less than 10 minutes. The entire video, it's really cool. Black and white is shot entirely on an iPhone. We're going to give you a first exclusive listen in less than 10.
We'd always go into it blindly.
Sneaky peeky.
I wonder,
we'll play the whole thing coming up.
Wonder who that song could be about.
Well, it's really cool. She's so vulnerable. I'm wondering if they pushed it back till after the wedding, because wouldn't that have been interesting had when Justin Bieber and Hailey got remarried, if they play, if she released
they
the album like the
it.
Same time.
They should have dropped it on the wedding day. Like, boom!
Boom!
How you like that now? Here's my wedding gift for you.
But she just dropped it, and if you want to listen again, less than 10 minutes, we'll play it for you.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. My wife, Lindsay, wow, she did something the other day that, it was hot. I mean, bottom line, I don't think she was intending to do this, but it just, it made me feel all sorts of ways.
Did you guys make a baby?
833-563-2539, maybe. What's something you can have your significant other do that just, I mean, almost like turns you on. You're just like, and it's a simple thing too. You're like, wow. That's coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.